Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry. Be happy.
Don't worry, be happy. Another wonderful Saturday afternoon here in the studio of Vibe 91.9 FM. And you tune to the BKC Motivational Show. I'm your host, Bernard Kelvin Clive. BKC for short. You can also listen live on the internet at bkc.name/radio. And we're streaming live, bkc.name/radio. And this is the first segment of the show. We'll bring you some motivation, and this time with our guest author here seated, we have Ahodome Nelson. Nelson, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bernard. How are you?
Good as gold here. Right on. And we want to know from Nelson Ahodome, right? That's a nice name, like Ahodome, like a dome in the end of the name. Okay. Nelson, in your own words, who is Nelson? Who is Nelson Ahodome? Who's?
Oh, Nelson Ahodome. I'm currently a very young man, and then and also a student of the University of Ghana, allied health student, and studying physiotherapy in my third year. And then I'm the president and founder of Icon Inspirations, a very powerful inspirational group that is currently impacting a lot of lives. Yes, I think that's a brief idea of who I am.
So that is Nelson Ahodome.
Yes.
Okay, so you're a student and you're also into writing then to, you said Icon, what? Inspiration, an NGO, the founder and president, double post, or what do you put to say, the founder, president, Nelson. Okay, you guess this is Nelson Ahodome, an author with a book. I really like the title, An Edge to Succeed, An Edge to Succeed, Learning to Learn, a great book by Icon Inspirations and author Nelson Ahodome. We want to delve into the book shortly. But Nelson, how long have you been writing?
I would say since age nine.
Since nine?
Yes, not writing for the public, but almost writing for myself and for my enjoyment.
Would I say, is it a talent for you or something you just do? Yeah, is it talent?
I think it's a gift from God. Because when I was young, I read a lot of books, and as I'm there, I hear the Holy Spirit tell me a lot of things, and this I write down in my diary. So when you take my childhood diaries, you see a lot of inspirational messages, some to encourage me, some just my cries to the Holy Spirit and to God. Yes, and that's how come I'm able to develop the habit of writing. Sometimes I write in forms of poems and short quotations, and this has been my foundation.
So at age nine, you started using your gifts or your talent in writing, by writing poems and all that and short stories.
Yes, so unconsciously.
Unconsciously.
Yes.
Do you remember your first poem that you wrote?
I think no, but I have an idea to what it is.
It was, okay.
Yes. It was a poem about my grandmother and how she catered for me and how she inspires me and how she always tells me to read Proverbs and also the whole Bible, actually.
Okay, great. Yes. That was on subjects around your grandmother. Now, yes. What inspires you to write?
To write itself, my group and Icon Inspirations is a very deep inspiration to my writing, because we formed a group back in SHS, and this group has been going to speak to students and to JHS students, SHS students that we can talk to. And due to the effect or the impact we are able to create in these groups, we feel a must to continue this job or to continue impacting people. And that was what has encouraged me to come up with the book and Edge to Succeed when I entered into the health school and couldn't get too much time to spend on students and on people I really wish to impact.
Okay, so you use that NGO as a background to inspire people by writing and contributing. Okay, great. So using that as a channel that you founded some years ago, using Icon Inspirations to meet the needs of. So that also gingered your writing style and all that. Okay, now back to the book. If you just tuned, this is a BKC Motivational Show live on 599.9 FM on the internet at bkc.name/radio. And our guest author is Ahadome Nelson with the book An Edge to Succeed. If you're listening, you might stand a chance of winning this book for free for this time. You can do so by texting your comments or your contributions as it to 0244-961-121. 0244-961-121. If you're on the internet, on a Facebook too, it's facebook.com/BKC Show. Leave your comments or your contributions. If you want to ask Ahadome Nelson on the subject of his book, An Edge to Succeed, Learning to Learn. Learning to Learn. Great. Now looking at the book, Learning to Learn, An Edge to Succeed. Tell us something about it.
It's a book that has really touched a lot of lives. An Edge to Succeed is to inspire you, to motivate you and to keep you going when you are down. And then the Learning to Learn actually suggests strategies to how to actually put this motivation into use, into practical use. So you realize that when you open the book, the content, the first page of the content is mainly on An Edge to Succeed, which tackles fear versus faith, focus, perseverance, the human mind and human brain, and then divine power. They are all geared towards an edge to succeed, giving you that edge to inspire you to succeed. Then when you come behind the next page of content, becoming effective in studying learning strategies, challenges of success, and inspirational messages are to help you to put into practice the inspirations that were given in the first part of the book. Now, the human brain and human mind researches that we have really done to really see how the mind can be cultivated and refined to be made more effective and more adequate, as in reasoning and also in cultivating the habit of meditation to succeed.
Nelson, what book on success on the market can you compare your book to, as in any book in that line? How different is this book from existing book on success on learning?
A comparison, I think I've read a lot of books and they are all very, very good. Okay. So I can't compare that this is comparable to this. But what I can say is that all inspirational books are very good. I doubt not that. But this one combines both inspirations and also the studying techniques, which makes it a bit different from ordinary inspiration books or ordinary study guides. And I think that's what has really given this book its most effectual nature that it has on its readers.
So it gives you a guide to study and also inspires you along the way. So
yes,
different An Edge to Succeed is different from existing books on success or on inspiration.
Yes.
So it combines learning habits, how to learn effectively, and also inspires you along the way.
Yes.
Okay, great book by Nelson Ahadome. It says An Edge to Succeed. And if you have any question for Nelson, he's still in the studio. The number is 0244-961-121. You can text us your comments or your questions on the subject of this book. And Nelson, whom are we trying to reach with this book? Such a great content of a book like this. Who are our target audience?
This book reaches out to almost all students of all spheres of life, and also to the individual who just wishes to have a goal and accomplish that goal. Yes.
So help any students in life. So it's mainly students.
Mainly students, but if
junior
you have
high,
a goal,
senior high, tertiary.
I think for now, the language of the book was able to address both the senior high students and then the tertiary students. But for junior high, we've not really had a feedback from them, as in knowing how suitable it is for them. But for SHS students and tertiary students, and also parents, we've had a lot of encouraging feedbacks, which makes it more suitable to this group.
Okay.
But as to whether the junior high will find it interesting, that one I'm sure, but we've not tested that.
An Egg to Succeed by Nelson Ahadome and with the Icon Inspiration Group. Great. Nelson, do this for me. Open to any page of the book and read something from there. Inspiring,
okay.
Or then any page. Page words, let's go. Any page at random. Don't flip again.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Oh, okay. You see, I like almost everything on the pages, but I was looking for something in particular. Now, here we have Epitome of Success. Many of us on page 66. Page 66.
Page 66, okay.
Yes. Many of us use the wrong things as our epitome of success. This is why there is so much hatred, chaos, and evil in the struggle for success. When we put our education as our final height of success, we will do anything, good or evil, in order to achieve success there. When we fail, we become miserable in our lives. People who put their marriage, business, or any other mundane thing as the epitome of their success become miserable when these things fail. We must know that the main success, even in this life, is to have a place in heaven where we will spend eternity if we put our trust in the Lord.
Okay, so if you put our trust in the Lord, we're looking at the epitome of success.
Yes.
And you're saying that we should put education ahead of everything.
No, not education ahead of everything, but rather our trust in the Lord ahead of everything. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all things shall be added unto you. So despite we are inspiring you to really work hard and to be determined your education and your goals, I think that those are not the epitome or the highest form of success you can achieve, even on this earth. Yes, it's to have a place in heaven, it's to have peace of mind and believe in God that, yes, there is life after here for you.
We believe that there's life after death, and
yes,
that the key thing is to believe in Christ. We're going for a short break. When we're back, you're going to give us where we can find copies of this book to buy and all that. And those who want to text in, the number is 0244961121. You may have a chance to win this book or get this book for free. And if you have comments or questions for Nelson, text to 0244961121. If you're on the internet, on Facebook, so it's facebook.com/BKC Show. My guest is Nelson Ahadome, the author of An Edge to Succeed. Enjoy this. We'll be right back after this.
Are you a young professional, social and business entrepreneur, a tertiary graduate, internet user, a writer, or maybe just curious for knowledge? Then listen to your favorite's favorite, Bernard Calvin Clyde, on the BKC Motivational Show. This and every Saturday at 1 p.m. on Vibe 91.9 FM and online at bkc.main/radio. BKC Motivational Show. Empowering you and your business.
Comes in time, work today to change tomorrow. Jesus, you are Lord. 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 Yes, Jesus, you are Lord. Jesus,
Jesus is still Lord, and that's what Nelson is saying, that we should make Christ as our focus, because there's life after death, and that should be the epitome of success for us. Aside everything, you can focus on your education and your career and your marriage and all that. So look at Christ first. Now, the book in question is An Edge to Succeed by Nelson Ahadome and with the Icon Inspirations Group, which seeks to develop the youth and use literary works to help them their life. Now, Nelson, let's look at your book. In writing this book, on putting this book together, what did you learn? What are some of the things that you learned? I know most writers, in writing, you also discover a lot of things to help beef yourself up. So what are some of the things that you learned in writing this book?
Yeah. After I finished this book, I learned to respect books so much, despite I used to respect them. But then after it, I realized that writing was a very difficult process. And in writing this book, I faced a lot of disappointment and a lot of setbacks. But I was very, very determined, because I asked myself, the topic of or the title of this book is An Edge to Succeed. If it doesn't succeed, then that means that I myself, I don't have the edge. So I was very, very determined to make it a success. I went to people, it's a good work you are doing, but I can't help you. I don't have enough money, but we were able to press for to make it a reality. I set up my own publication, which is another part of Icon Inspiration you should know about. We also have Icon Inspirations publication. Yes. Okay. And I set that up myself and worked on the book myself, edited it myself, and then, not alone, of course, I took professionals from different establishments such as EPP, Patmos, and a lot of other organizations to get together to work on it, because I needed their help, but we couldn't do it with them. The main existing publications, because they couldn't give us the kind of help we wanted.
Okay, yes. So in writing your book, you had faced so many challenges, but within the challenges, you were able to develop something, some pearls out of those challenges.
Yes.
But now setting up a book publication side and challenges through that. Okay, that's very, very important. That I think that's one of major things that writers face, especially in this part of our world, in getting your book to be published. But you went the DIY way to do everything yourself and employed professionals to assist you. So what, aside these challenges, what are some of the challenges you face as a writer and still keep writing? I know we are expecting some books sometime soon, right? So what are some of them, and when are we hopeful to expect book from Icon or from Nelson soon?
The other challenges I face include after writing, marketing the books is a very difficult thing, because I'm also a health student and there's no much time to spend outside your academic curriculum and your books. So it's very, very difficult to market the books and all that. But God has been so good, and at least a few people who are helping are really, really doing their job, and it's going well. Yeah. And expecting another book, I think we want almost the whole Ghana, especially almost all students in Ghana, to get access to this book first, and then worldwide they should get a knowledge of this book and read it first before we really, really embark on another project. So we're doing the second edition of this book, which is a very unique one too. Yes.
Okay, so what we need to know is the whole Ghana needs to get a copy, or students especially need to get a copy of the book, An Edge to Succeed. Now, on that line, where can we get copies of this book to buy?
Yeah, currently we have a limitation, and that limitation is the book is mainly in schools, in the University of Ghana and in some of the secondary schools such as PSEC and Ido College, and then also we're sending some to Achimota and St. Mary's. But
is there any number that anyone can call into order copies of your book?
Yes.
Let us know those contact numbers.
When you want to get copies, you can call 024-937-9378.
Okay, now, so if you want copies, just call those numbers after the show, or even now, you can have copies of the book. Even in your school, if you want to become a rep to help distribute this book to, let us know, Icon Inspirations or Nelson Ahadome, and give us a call. Now, before we run up, Nelson, we want to notice that there's a question for you. If you want a copy of this book now for free, just text to 0244-961-121, 0244-961-121. I'll read this question for you, then give us your last word for your listening audience and your fans online and all that. Now, so Mr. Nelson, how do you expect your book to impact the lives of students? That's a question by a texter. Please text again with your name because you may get a copy of the book. It says, how do you expect to impact, with your book, the lives of students?
With this book, the language it's written in is a very simple one, and it's in a story form, in a form which the student can see really what we are talking about and practicalize the message in this book, which is there is hope despite your condition or despite your situation, and also to tell the student that unless God is defeated, you cannot be defeated. That is what we want to impact into the student, that no amount of failure makes you a failure except when you give up. And so this book is able to really, really impact the life of students. And even myself, my life is an impact to many, many, many students. And I know that I'll continue working hard to continue being an impact to many people. Yes.
Keep working hard and be an impact, or keep making impact to many, many people in this land and beyond with this book and all that Icon Inspirations want to do. The text line is still active, 0244-961-121. And your questions for Nelson. Nelson, let's have your last words for your audience or fans, something you want them to know to keep, even from this book or that.
Yes, to my listeners and audience and readers, I would like to say this. I want you to have an inquiring mind, which is also open-minded, and then that is always ready to be imparted, enriched, and in-depthly nourished. You have to try to see that no dream of yours is made an impossibility, and you have to be ready to spend your energy on virtuous and life-transforming dreams that you have. And I think that will all make the world a better place for both of us and for the world in general.
You think that will help make the world a better place if we keep on doing this? This is from Nelson Ahadome, author of the book An Edge to Succeed, Learning to Learn. A great book, and you can have copies of the contact number he gave, or you can just visit him on online or Facebook and just call, get a copies of your book. He's still in the studio. You can still text in your comments or your questions for him, and you may stand a chance of getting a copy of the book for free. It's a great book here, Nelson. Thank you very much, Nelson. I think I'll be receiving and reading your text along the way. And let's take one text. If you still want to, Nelson is still in the studio. The text line is 0244-961-121. Right after this segment, you're going to go to the speaker communication or discussion segment with Benjamin Gregory Agri, and the CEO of Fusion Africa. And we want to discuss a few things for authors and speakers. In that line too, if you're an author, if you're a speaker, you want to be part of the Motivation Speakers Network, we have a meeting today at 2:30 at Totally Youth, opposite Alisa Hotel, Northridge. It's at 2:30. So join us at Totally Youth at 2:30, and let's discuss things to help the network and you and your career and your future. All right, now some few text messages for us. Please don't call in. Text us so we can read it for you now. Nelson is here. We want to read your text messages. Okay, there's a message from Akwesi. I don't know where Akwesi is from. This is from Akwesi. He says, my boy, I'm with you. I also believe success depends on how you handle the expected. Akwesi says that he is with you, and he believes that success depends on how you handle the success. Thank you very much for Akwesi for your contributions, and thank you for Nelson for this. Another message to you. From here, no name. The person says, keep it up, Nelson. Thank you. Can you add in your name for us to say, keep it up? So, Nelson, you have a lot of fans. You are supporting him. They keep up the good work and actually succeed. Keep on succeeding and help people to succeed. Thank you for coming on the show.
We are also on Icon Inspirations, and Icon Inspirations is a page on Facebook. We have a page on Facebook. So if you want to join us, you can just log into Icon Inspirations on Facebook and enjoy weekly motivational messages and also a lot of other materials such as resource personnel you can talk to help you in your problems and your difficulties.
Okay, thank you very much, Nelson. The show will be available online as a podcast from bkc.name or on iTunes, Bernard Kelvin Clive. So you can download and re-listen to the interview and the discussion section after this. Enjoy this, and Benjamin will be with us soon. Yeah!
I submit my life to you, to you. Lord of my life, Lord of my soul, yes, you are, Jesus, you are Lord. At the mention of your name.
All right. At the mention of your name, every knee shall bow. Jesus, you are Lord. That's a song by Helen Yolson. And you're tuning to BKC Motivational Show. We are live on the internet at bkc.name/radio. Tune in. And if you want to comment or contribute via Facebook, it's fb.facebook.com/BKC Show. And my guest is seated. We want to look at, discuss a great topic for every speaker. If you're listening, you want to become an upcoming speaker, even to face the fears of public speaking. That is one of the adult things that everyone needs to learn, how to speak in public. We're going to look at how to avoid some major setbacks facing people who want to start out in public speaking, and you want to avoid those mistakes. And the guest is the CEO of Effusion Africa and also the founder of Woman 2.1. We'll look at that Woman 2.1 later part of the program. So, Benjamin, you're welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bernard. How are you today?
Good as gold here.
All right, good.
It's a pleasure to host you again on BKC Show, looking at this subject that has been a problem to many people. We want to look at some common mistakes aspiring speakers, public speakers need to avoid, and even existing ones, the mistake you keep on making and things to avoid to help you become a professional speaker of public speaking. And we have Chris Person, who's been doing public speaking all this while and also coordinating people in the speaking industry. Benjamin Agri to discuss that. But before then, Benjamin, who is Benjamin Agri? Why are you? Why do we have to help you here?
Yes, when any time that question comes, it puts me on the edge, because I can say a whole lot about me, but exactly. In summary, what I can say is that I am part of a generation of Africans. I'm a citizen of Ghana and a part of generation of Africans who are preparing or playing a part to prepare our generation and the continent for our emerging transformation.
I'm really in for this, that part of the generation that is preparing Africa for the tick off, for the great things that we are waiting for Africa to grab. So we are not waiting to see. You are using your platform and as a youth to coordinate, bring people together to get to where we want to go. That is great. That is Benjamin on that with Effusion Africa. Now let's look at our subject of discussion today. Looking at public speaking, it said that one of the number one fears is, the fear of public speaking, that even death is being relegated to the background, like even TED also, but people are afraid to speak in public. Why so?
I think that there are so many reasons that we can assign to that, but people, most of the time don't take up the challenge to speak in public, because they think they cannot, even when they can. So lack of confidence usually kills that passion or that invitation to even face the crowd. So first of all, is allowing your confidence to ebb so low. I think that's the number one problem.
So the one that people don't have confidence in themselves. So yeah. One, everyone needs to develop self-confidence. They believe in yourself, so that you can do it no matter what.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's look at what are some of the common mistakes that speakers, public speakers, do make, and how we can avoid them. Let's pick one or two now.
Okay, so, yeah. Thank you. First of all, let me say that everyone can be a great speaker. I can say that everyone is born to be a great speaker, but everyone can be a great speaker. If you pay attention to the cardinals that make a great public speech or that make a great public speaker, there are so many mistakes that I think some public speakers, including me and a lot of people out there, or wannabe public speakers face. First of all, that's being unique and or being authentic, because in the 21st century, which is about 12 years old now, there has been an outburst of information all over, from mobile to TV to the online. It has even been enhanced more by the coming of social media. So there's so much information out there. And now a lot of people are more likely to know what you know that you think no one knows because of the social media, because everyone is sharing, everyone is giving out free information. So the number one attention that we have to pay, we have to take note of, or is being authentic, being unique, because you don't have to cite too much. If you cite too much, people will not trust, your position as a speaker, and may not even trust that truly you are a man of your own, or you know what you're about. Because if you keep citing this person said this, or this person said that, and this person said that, I think that you leave your audience, asking a lot of questions about who you truly are as a public speaker.
Well, this is a great first point. If you're listening, you can keep notes, or make it going to be available as a podcast for your listening pleasure after the show. And you can text in your questions for Benjamin, 0244-961-121, on Facebook, facebook.com/BKC Show. We're looking at the subject of how to avoid the common mistakes public speakers do or wannabe speakers should avoid. And the first key thing is be authentic, be original, because there's free information on the internet. So if you don't find yourself, what I keep on saying, if you don't find your voice, people will tune off you. So thank you for the first point, Benjamin. Let's move on to the next thing that we need to do or avoid.
I also want to talk about the audience.
The audience.
Being, the center and the heart of your presentation. The presentation is not about you. It's about the audience. So we should not make the mistakes being drowned in our own voice. Sometimes, as a public speaker, I get so much in love with my voice, I get lost in my head and I forget about the audience. So always forget that the audience is the reason why you're making the presentation. Connect with the audience, know the audience even before you mount the stage. Ask higher quality questions about what are these demographics of audience, or these kind of audience yearning to hear, or what are the expectations and what is necessary for them to know at this point on this topic and at this gathering. When you do that, you hit the right buttons.
Next key point, before we move on to the next few ones or questions, if you just tuned, this is BKC Motivational Show, and this part of the discussion, we are looking at how to avoid common mistakes public speakers do make or wannabe speakers should need to avoid. And the first one we look at is, one, be authentic, be original, be you. And the second one he mentioned is know your audience, get to know your audience, who your audience are, and get in touch with them. Now, I've noticed, I don't know what is part of the problems of public speakers. I think so, because being part, actually, is most of the speakers too don't stick to their time. Okay, they most of time want to go over time and talk. Let's hear more on that, on time to do with that.
Yeah, on that point, I have noted down that don't end without concluding.
Don't end without concluding.
In preparing your presentation, I'm sure you and I and many other public speakers out there will appreciate that most of the time we get caught up with time, or even before your presentation, the time is running, and you are told, hey, you instead of 30 minutes, do it. Can you do it in 15 minutes? So you have to pay attention.
That is so true.
Know that even before you mount the stage, that there may be the need for you to cut short your presentation. Mm. So after the first three slides or first 3 points, make sure, prepare your presentation in such a way that you can end on a good note. You can end on a good note, in having given the core message you wanted to give, and conclude. Concluding meaning that, summarizing your point and getting your point across, and also letting the people know what you talked about and who you are, where they can connect. A lot of people speak, they leave the stage, and they don't carry the audience along with them. Because most of the interactions go on after your presentation. It's not on stage that year. So my point about don't end without concluding means that make sure you end well. Tell the people what you summarize what you just said and leave your contact, especially your social media addresses, so that people can connect with you later if they have any further questions.
Don't end without concluding. If you're listening, you're wondering who that special guest is, it's Benjamin Agri. You can just check him on Facebook or visit his page on Facebook, Benjamin Agri. He's the guest speaker, and also the founder of Effusion Africa, founder of Woman 2.1. We're looking at common mistakes speakers or wannabe speakers need to avoid. You can post in your comments or your questions on Facebook. It's facebook.com/BKC Show, or you can text in your questions or contribution 0244-961-121. Looking at common mistakes wannabe speakers or public speakers need to avoid. And the third one is don't end without concluding. The point that you made, I think my recent speech, I prepared for 15-20 minute speech. When I go, just before I mounted the podium, I was actually speaking 5 minutes. So wow, what do I do in 5 minutes? But most of the time, what I do is I just memorize my speech and the key points, that two or three things that I can leave the audience with. So if you have that thing in mind that you can end with these 2 points for your audience to get set, go home with something very important, that is also very necessary. You need to add to that. Okay, next point that we need to take, then we can move on to.
Yes, the next point, because I'm a Christian, I want to leave something from scripture.
Great.
Somewhere
great.
In James or the book of James, scripture, you know, says that, learn to say less and less than much. Yeah. So here, I want to bring to the fore to all public speakers that learn to say less. Don't say too much. Don't say too much. Because you can never say all the things in your head. So say less, but use more illustrations and images. That's one of the trends in the 21st century, public speaking. Use images instead of text. Don't use too much text. Don't say so much. Let images, one image can say 1,000 words.
Okay, so the fourth point is just say less, but make sure you mean more in your less if you want to use audio visuals to carry out your message.
Exactly.
To make sure you're on points and you can't even finish the whole thing, the subject that you have. That also reminded me of one of my interviews to you that I was asked, the guest wanted me to, talk so much at length, but I am just straight to the point and give you answers. So, wow, okay, that's great. That's great. Not like talking at length and meaning nothing, but listening more and giving key important things that listening needs to take over. I think you might want to take the last one, but before then, if you're listening, you want to learn more about public speaking and you want to connect with the BKC network, or you want to connect to the Motivational Speakers Network, we're having a meeting today at Alisa Hotel, Totally Youth, at 2:30. Join us. Going to meet Benjamin, John will be there, and other great speakers and young speakers actually. And so you want to make a date with us. 2:30 at Totally Youth, opposite Alisa Hotel. Join us. And right, let's take the last two quickly, then we can look at the conference coming up.
The next point is make it into a story.
Make it into a story.
If you can make your whole presentation into a story, a lot of the audience, a greater part of the audience will leave the place, go home with that story in mind. Because if you fragment your presentation with so many illustrations and cardinals, a lot of people go home with confusion in the head. So if you can make your presentation into a story, that would be great. And my final point is, don't create empty jokes. There are so many ways to make your audience laugh without creating empty jokes. Because most of the time, people try to, we've been told that one of the strategies of a good speech is to make the audience laugh. We try to create jokes that are empty. They may not even connect with what you're saying. But if you want to make your audience laugh, there are so many ways to do that. One is to pick up an image or an illustration or a common story on the street that everyone can attest to, that really connects with the theme or the subject of your presentation, that will make them laugh. You're allowed to that. But if you create empty jokes that do not connect to what you're saying, I'm telling you, you may make a fun of yourself.
Don't create empty jokes, yeah. though jokes are very relevant in public speaking, but don't make it a point to create empty jokes. Now, if you're listening live on the internet, www.bkc.name/radio, and on Facebook, facebook.com/bkcshow, leave as your comments and your contributions. If you want to text questions for Benjamin, 0244-961-121. And as I said, we are Motivational Speakers Network is meeting this afternoon, 2:30, and you can be part and join us and network, because I also believe that your network also determines your net worth. So get to know someone, get to know Benjamin, get to know Kojo, get to know John, and let's connect and build a better Ghana, and let's do something great. Now, before we end up, I want to know, now, looking at public speaking, the fears and things that we outlined, and the upcoming conference, Woman 2.1, what do we seek to achieve with such a conference and bringing such great speakers, as I saw the posters on Facebook? Tell us something about that conference.
Thank you. Well, Woman 2.1, as you know, is a U.S. Congress awarded international women's conference that is empowering a new generation of change agents. That's women in Africa, women and girls. And we select our speakers in such a way that they reflect issues that matter most to the lives of women, from entrepreneurship through career advancement to family, politics, activism, health, beauty, and style. So it cuts across. And in connecting out what we've just talked about, I trust that attendees will leave the conference, as it has always been the case, with so much confidence in themselves that they go out there to start things they couldn't do before, because the people that come there are ordinary people, but ordinary people embarking on extraordinary ventures, extraordinary pursuit, extraordinary careers, and presenting simple ideas, but in a brighter, in a different way that give Africa so much hope in the coming year. So
giving Africa so much hope.
I assure that
in the coming
years they will come and leave with so much.
It's Woman 2.1, is it a free event? And if not, where can we get access to tickets and all that?
Yeah, Woman 2.1 is not a free event, but I can say it's a free event. Brent. Looking at how we've designed it, it's a unique platform gathering that brings speakers from all over the world, almost every continent of the world. We have speakers coming. Students are paying as low as 15 cedis, but if you have special reasons why you think you can pay that, just call our hotlines. But 15 cedis, 15 cedis for students and 40 for non-students. Our ticket from next Tuesday on will be at all Mekong branches in Ghana. Kuala, Maxmat, in Kumasi, Abibio, Express, Poker Trading, on all the campuses in Ghana, because we are doing this in association with the women's commissioners of the various SRCs. And definitely online, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and we will talk more. You find our contacts there. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Before we take our concluding message on the subject to do what mistakes that wannabe speakers need to avoid, and those still speaking need to check on that, we'll take the last input from that. But I want to read some few comments and some questions also for Nelson. And Nelson, this is from Tina. She says, I'm proud of you, Tina. Tina says she's proud of you.
Wow.
I don't know whether she's the lady, but she says she's proud of you. Okay, you didn't get my question right. Okay, Celestina says that, hi Nelson, I'm so proud of you. I think all the ladies are texting Nelson. Interesting. I say, hi Nelson, I'm so proud of you. Thanks for being one among many. You say the Pache family is proud of you. We love you. So that's another from Celestina, if I'm right on that name too. Okay, the first one is Pakwisi Tinkrine. He says he's an BEC graduate. I think Pakwisi, you are going to get a copy of the book, An Edge to Succeed. So I'll contact you after the program, Pakwisi. Thanks for your input too. And they're all proud of you. So keep on succeeding and help people to also succeed. Now, we move on to pick some few things from Benjamin on the subject of public speaking and those online on Facebook. Let me have your comment. I think I can read one or two comments to you from Facebook on the subject of public speaking and how to avoid. And as mentioned, that you can join us this afternoon exactly at 2:30, about 45 minutes to time, so that you can join us as speakers or wannabe speakers, as we network, we look at what we can do, what we can bring on board, how we can help you with your product and all that. So join us, the Motivational Speakers Network. The website is motivationalspeakersnetwork.org. Visit the website. We want to be a member. Meet us at 2:30 exactly at Totally Youth opposite Alisa Hotel. Now, Benjamin, let's get some few words for listeners on the subject to do with public speakers, public speaking, mistakes to avoid and all that. Give us 2 points that we want to leave with.
I think that the first point still stands, that you have to be original, be unique, don't cite too much or don't copy too much. Then make it into a story. Making your presentation into a story will help your audience go back with the full grasp of what you wanted to say.
2 points that you need to leave with today is, one, be unique. Find your own voice. Make it into a story, because we all love stories. Be unique and make your presentation to a story. This has been the BKC Motivational Show. Make it at the same time next week on the subject to do with public speaking, to do with motivation, authors and all that. So tune in the same time, is live on the internet, bkc.name/radio. It's going to be available as a podcast just after the show, so you can download and re-listen to things that speakers need to avoid and also help them, make them a better person. This has been your host, Bernard Kelvin Clive. God bless you. Stay tuned.
The dream alive, don't let it die.
Are you a young professional, social and business entrepreneur, a tertiary graduate, internet user, a writer, or maybe just curious for knowledge? Then listen to your favorite's favorite, Bernard Kelvin Clive.